Mobile.
For ACX. Hey again, Shane.
You were still there. How's your day going?
Gone is going good. I'm done with my route. Today is, or this evening is when we all get together for a monthly meeting.
Where are you headed today or tonight?
For Corona's, it's a little Mexican restaurant off of Pelham Road.
I've been there before years ago. Not too far off at 85 there.
It's right off of exit 36 there. I can't remember, 54.
There, when you said 36, I was like, did I hear him right? But he said Pelham Road.
GPS and it's saying exit 36 is where I need to get off of 385 on to 85. I meant to say exit 54 for Pelham Road.
Well, good. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, I told you I saw one of your guys yesterday putting tires on my wife's car. And he pulled in. I didn't go talk to him, but I saw him there.
Clay, you seen yesterday over there around Easley.
Proposed one of these bills, there's usually an exception in there for CB radios, you know, microphone radios for truckers, commercial workers, things like that.
Somebody was saying something about it, or I heard something somewhere, and I was like, I don't know about that, because that's a very useful tool to the truck driver, so you don't want to be taken out away from them.
That pretty much just kills the whole reason of having a CB. I mean, you might as well not even have one in there because they're, for 99% of the time, they are moving, and it's no good to them if they can't use it.
And I was wondering if that's how come a lot of the CB manufacturers are going to Bluetooth. I know Cobra is making a big push for that.
For ZLK, I can see how they might push that on a safety side. I don't know if I'm 100% behind that or not, because people do all kinds of things with their hands while they're driving, you know. Maybe it'll help, maybe it won't. I feel like a lot of times I'm actually more, just me personally, but I feel like I'm more diligent when I've got something in my hand like that. I'm paying attention more, but I could be wrong. Not a cell phone now, I'm not talking about that, but just a microphone.
Cell phone is a whole different animal. I'm not trying to read my microphone. My eyes are on the road.
See, I'm not allowed to change gears anymore because I have to take my hands off the wheel if you're going to go to that length.
You see stuff in her face while they're moving down the road.
And there is a heavy presence. There's about six DOT SUVs. There's State Patrol and the Transport Police. They work for the same people, but the transport obviously go after the trucks. But here on 85, between Whitehorse and Augusta Road, there's four to six of them.
I'm not down that way.
Presence over here at least once a week, but they seem to be a little heavy today.
I did. Get ready for this kitchen remodel.
You're saying something. You going to be able to stay in the house while it's being done?
Oh, yeah. Just cooking and that stuff's going to be a challenge, but the wife and I have a plan for it since it's just the two of us.
People who rarely even cook, they eat out so much or buy stuff to bring home and eat. their kitchen rarely gets used other than just to, you know, pass through and store stuff.
Well, it doesn't get used as much as it used to, but it still gets used. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm pulling in over here where we're going to meet. So you be safe the rest of the afternoon. Have a good trip home, and maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. Well, I know I'll catch you tomorrow. Never mind.
I'll make a pickup, so I'll let you go. Over here at 153 and 85, I get a lot of interference for a little while. I think there's some kind of digital sign or neon sign or something that causes a lot of interference. We'll talk to you again, Patrick. Have a good evening if I don't hear from you. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Appreciate it. I double with you there to start with, so you have a safe trip, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And be careful on your way home. KO4HKX, clear.